If you just do what I tell you, or excel to do what I told you, you will find that it was a very easy task. It wasn't that difficult. Much easier than you had suspected.
Well, I got saved because of this and that. No, you got saved because it was a gift of Yahweh. It was before the foundations of the earth. He saved you. I want to ask you a question. Are the commandments of Yahweh, are they all equal, or one greater than the other? Are they all equal, or is one greater than the other? They are the same. They are the same. They are the same. So if you're guilty of breaking that one, are you guilty of breaking that one too? Huh? If you break one, you're guilty of them all. Let me ask you a question. Were you saved when you were out there guilty, breaking the laws of Yahweh and sinning? Were you saved? It was just a gift of Yahweh. Even in your ignorance, before the foundation of the earth, He had called you to be saved. And you have walked in ignorance all the days of your life. Say what you will or may. I'm telling you, you're wicked, folks. I say that to many of you. You better begin to pray sincerely. You spend more time talking and running your mouths. And you lie, you lie. Your lie gets the better of your way. Let me ask you a question. The scriptures say that every sin will be given, even the sin against the Son of Man. But he that blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, that sin shall not be forgiven. Do you understand what that is? Do you know what it is? You don't know what it is. You don't even know what it is. You, every last one of you, will give me an explanation as to what that is. You don't know what it is. He said, but that sin will not be forgiven when a man blasphemes against the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, I was said this way strong too. You perverts that speak your lies. You brothers talk, you run your mouths. You sisters, instead of you all running your mouths, you ought to be praying. I'm going to stand when everything else is falling. I'm going to stand. I will. Because I am called of the Father. It's a wickedness, sisters. You began to get together. You began to talk when you ought to be praying and fasting. You can't pray. You can't fast. You can't even cry out to the Father. When He say rejoice in Him, you think He doesn't mean that. He means for you to do just that. You can run your mouth. You can talk in your expression. And you won't even do the little things that He tells you to do. And you think you're going into the kingdom? In hell, you're going to lift your eyes. You're going to die in your sins, what you're going to do. That's exactly what's going to happen. I want some of you brothers, you talk, you run your mouths, and you ought not. Look, if there's anything that Mother Miller said was right, that was right. We will hear the matter. And the first thing I said is, all, let us pray. You just get on your face and quit running your mouths. And it's wickedness. That's what it is. It's just full of wickedness. And I am not going to lie. If there's nobody here but 10 of us, that's fine by me. It doesn't make any difference. I will pray Yahweh lead me to someone that will tell me things that are convenient for me and makes me feel good. Well, I've been doing it this way. I've called Jesus' name this way. You are a liar. You don't even call His name. You don't glorify. You don't praise Him. You don't lift your hands and exalt Him. You have no testimony of power. You didn't even do that when we didn't call on the name of Yahshua. You didn't do it. You did things your way. You sit here. You sit here in your pious way, in your slouchness. That's a fact. It's sad when we don't even know what is wicked today. What is wicked? What is wickedness? Well, when a man transgress and go up against what Yahweh says, that's wickedness. Sure it is. As I said to Brother Sean, he said, well, they all got doctrine. I said, they certainly do. And they got scriptures to prove it. I said, no, they got scriptures whereby they have corrupted the word of Yahweh to prove what they want to. The homosexuals say that that Yahweh made them that way too. And they can take in places in scripture where it say that it concur with them. They're liars. And what you always do is showing you the corruption and the vileness. Actually, it's embedded in your spirit. And the only way it's going to come out, He's going to have to judge you. That's what He's going to do. And I'm not afraid to speak the judgment of Yahweh against any of you. Even your expression. If I show you a scripture I show you a scripture where it talks about your expression, will you believe it? It's because of wickedness. I show you more than one. You see, I study the scriptures. And I see, when I see things, I study the scripture. When a man's expression is always the same, it's because there's wickedness in his heart. And that's the truth. And that's just a fact. You come over here, you pray, you cry, but it's not getting you any farther. You get up and you go out the same way, filthy, full of your sin. When Rhoda and the saints prayed for Peter, he was delivered. He was made free. And instead of you talking, you ought to be praying. Instead of you running your mouth, you ought to be on your faces crying out. That's what you ought to be doing. Instead of you spreading lies, you ought to be on your faces crying out. I care for the things of Yahweh and what He has charged my heart to do. And He has not sent one of you women here to teach any doctrine or to preach or teach any truth, all right? Not one of you. He said you're here to work with sisters to understand and to labor and the faith and to do those things that are pure. That's what He has done. He has established me to preach the doctrine and to speak the doctrine. And I'll speak that. And I'm not off. You are a fool if I'm off. I'm not off. I'm right in which direction He is leading me and showing me. You didn't even keep the Sabbath and you tell me you were still saved? You were in sin and you were watching your television? You were doing all kind of filthy things. Were you still saved? You did it all in Jesus' name. You had sex out of marriage. You did filthy things. Were you still saved? No, it was just simply the grace of Yahweh that is sufficient. We save by grace through faith. We have faith in Him. And His Son has given us the power to have faith in Him. He is the hope. Only Yahweh can save. Yeah, that's all through the scripture. Only Almighty Yahweh can save a man. Only Yahweh save Israel from Egypt. You may read, but you don't study. You may open it up, but you don't apply it to your heart. No, you don't. When a man study, he searches it out. He searches out the very intent and the purpose and the motive of it. You spend more time in things that are trivial than the things that are pure. So I don't care if you get upset with me. That doesn't make any difference, really. It really doesn't. The hardness of your heart doesn't reason because it's hardened like that. Because of your sins and your transgressions against the Father. Now I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to show you what the scripture says, all right? This is the wicked, very vile generation. They're wicked. Just like you. When a man rejects Yahweh's plan and His laws, he's wicked. When a man can't discern, when you can't discern when someone is wrong or right, something is wrong with you. You don't even have the Holy Ghost. When you don't know when someone is saved or unsaved, something is wrong with you. If you can't discern that which is corrupt and the actions and the deeds that are corrupt, something is wrong with you. Something is wrong. And the reason you say, well, I can't say whether they're corrupt, because you're corrupt. You have sin in your heart. That's why you don't make judgments. A man that is spiritual, he judge all things. You that are spiritual, you will judge all things. You will judge it, see, it has the Spirit of Yahweh. Whether the Spirit of Yahweh rests upon that, you will do it. Yahshua said, I will pray to my Father. And He will send you He will send you another comforter. That's what He said. He will send you His Spirit. When they stoned Stephen to death, the scripture said He looked up and He saw into the heavens. And He saw Yahweh and Yahshua standing on the right hand of the Father. Say what you want to, any way you want to. You can never transliterate Yahshua to Jesus. That's just that. I don't care what your tradition, how you feel. Okay, how long you've done a thing. You've sinned too. Look how much you've sinned since you've been here. Look at all your wickedness. Look how you've talked and you've been a liar and a busybody and a telltale. You've done all that too, haven't you? You've done all those things. Well, you're saved then. It's by His grace. Hallelujah. You've done all that since you've been here. You've lied. You've sinned. You've done it willfully. I'm going to read some scriptures. I want to show you the wicked. The scripture said the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire. And this is what he does. Now you will know a wicked man. He blesseth the covetous. He sees men that are wicked and vile. He said, well, how can you say they're unsaved? You don't know that. He actually blesseth. He actually strengthens those that are covetous. Those that are sinful and wicked. Now that's a wicked man. You see someone walking in wickedness, you bless them. You strengthen their hands. That is the ultimate of wickedness. And that is what the wicked does. He blesseth those that are greedy after their own fleshly gain. And they desire to fulfill their own flesh. That's a wicked man. Well, you're wicked, Pastor Roberts. Thank you. I will cut your wicked flesh continuously. I don't bless wicked flesh. I cut it. I expose it. I show the wickedness of the flesh. And that's a sign of a wicked man. He blesseth the covetous.
those that are against your way. He blessed them whom Yahweh abhorreth. Now the scriptures say Yahweh hateth the covetous. Men that are greedy for gain, he hate them. Psalms 10:3, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom Yahweh abhorreth. He hate them. He despises the covetous and the wicked. He does. Psalms 11:5, Yahweh trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, him his soul he hateth. What is violence? Those that love sin. What is sin? Anything out of the will of Yahweh is a sin. We should be about our Father's business in everything we do. And that's prayerfully and praying and singing songs and meditating upon Him and inquiring of Him and studying the Scriptures and see if you truly have eternal life. That's what He wants us to do. You know, see, the wickedness of this generation in the hearts of men today, it is so vile and so perverted that their eyes are so blind that they cannot even see their own wickedness. Something is wrong with you. You can't even see your own sin and your own corruption. That's all right. He stands with me. For Demas hath forsaken me, for he loved this present world. Forsake me. Doesn't make any difference. The scripture says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. He said, when the vilest of men are exalted, you will see the wicked walk on the side of that man. Well, I don't see anything wrong with them. They're vile. When a man is vile, the wicked walk on their side. They will hold hands with him. They will stand by them. That crushed to Cain, they were vile and evil and wicked. Sister Roberts' aunt called the other day and she said, it's one thing that your mother told me, I would never tell Michael. She did not want to live with Michael. She did not want to live with Nancy because she knew how they would do her. She said, I would never tell them that. You're the wicked. When you see vile men, you will see wicked folks walking hand in hand with them. Sure you do. When men are vile, you will see the wicked walk hand. You better study the scriptures. I'm telling you that. You better begin to redeem the time. You spend more time in folly and playing and foolishness and lies and running your mouths, and you don't spend no time in this. You got time for everything, for video games, for folly, for foolishness, but you don't have time for this. You got time to raise hell and to be angry and to run your mouth, but you don't have time for this. Something is wrong in our souls. You don't have no love affair with him. If you had a love affair with him, you want to know more about him. Don't tell me you love him. Don't even tell me you love the name of Jesus. You don't even hardly speak that. It's not on your mind. It's not in your spirit. You're a liar. If you loved his truth, you wouldn't lie. You would tell the truth. You wouldn't do that. And it's one thing about a wise man. His tongue is governed. He doesn't speak much. A fool thinks he's heard because of much speech. But a wise man is heard because he's quiet. He doesn't have to speak. He's heard because of that. But a fool likes to talk all the time. They tell you how foolish you are. Glory. The scripture says, how long? How long? Psalms 82:2. How long will ye judge unjustly? How long will you judge unjustly? You judge unjustly. Your judgment is not pure and it's not right. Any judgment on a brother or sister will help them and strengthen them. It doesn't destroy them. How long will you judge unjustly? And accept the person of the wicked, Selah. You will judge a brother or sister unjustly. And you will accept the person of the wicked because whom they are. This is my brother, my sister. This is my aunt. This is my daddy. This is my husband, my wife. You will accept them. And you will judge unjustly with a saint or a brother or a man of Yahweh. You will judge them unjustly. He said, how long will you continue to do that? Because he's going to destroy you. Yet you will walk with the vilest of persons. You break one of these, you're guilty of them all. You can't just, oh, this, that has no bearing there. You're a liar. That's just as if, I tell you what, well, can I just not keep that one and do this one? If I do this one, which one is more detriment to a man? So this one or that one? They're the same.
The law is spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. And it settles in the inward parts of a man's soul. How can one come to the knowledge of this? When you came to the knowledge of this and rejected this, then you were going to die in your sins. Because if you come to the knowledge of this and don't do it, then you're going to die in your sins. That's why he said you warn the righteous and you warn the wicked. Which one of these are the most important? These four deal with loving Yahweh with everything. And the next six deal with loving your brother. Why would I want to commit adultery and think of his wife? Why would I want to kill him? Why would I want to steal from him? Why would I want to bear false witness against him? Why would I want to covet him? That's what the next six deal with. The first four deal with loving Yahweh with all, and then loving your brother, your neighbor, as yourself. You would honor your father and mother. And these deal with remembering him and what he says. And I won't take it back. I'm going to preach what I'm preaching because the Father has a name. His name is Yahweh. And if Yahshua came in the name of God, then his name would be God or God or something. He came in his Father's name. You can try to inject anything you want in that. He came in his Father's name. I'll ask you all a question. Look it up, all right? I want all you to tell me what that word THY means, thy. You see, I know that baffles your mind. Just tell me what that little simple word means, THY. Tell me. Tell me the definition of that. You want to take a shot? I will find a different definition from every last one of y'all in here. Are you ready because you think it means that because of your vernacular and the way you talk? That's what it means. No. No. It has a specific. Tell me what that word thy means. Look it up. The scripture says this. This I know the wicked. He said because salvation is far from the wicked. You think Yahweh just started dealing with salvation in the new covenant? He dealt with salvation from the beginning. He says, salvation is far from the wicked. Why? Because they seek not his statutes. A wicked man doesn't seek the statutes of Yahweh. He doesn't seek what's right before him. You will know a man is wicked. They don't seek the things that are right and pure. And you're seeking all kind of folly. You're not righteous. You're wicked. I don't care if all of you get angry with me. I want you to. And that's the truth. And then I know I'm preaching. He says this, the thoughts of the righteous are right. When a man has a righteous spirit, his thoughts are right. He thinks right. He acts right. But the counsel of the wicked are deceit. The counsels now of the wicked are deceit. They counsel one another to deceive one another. They actually counsel one another to deceive one another. What? Well, when a man's heart is moved from the law of Yahweh, he begins to transgress. He begins to sin. He's filled with his own conceit. And he draw others into deceit. Now, if I'm a wicked man, please go. You're a fool to stay here. I don't know how to say it. Because I'm going to draw you into deceit. And Yahshua said, first of all, take heed that no man deceive you. No man. And you better deal with the hidden man of your heart. You call the wicked good and you condemn the righteous man. You are an abomination unto Yahweh. You go amongst your wicked and say, oh, she's all right, he's all right. And yet they deny even this. And they deny that. And yet there's a comfort there. And you will call a righteous man wickedly. And you will condemn him. You are an abomination. That's what you are. Man, that's what Scripture says. It's either the Scripture's a liar, you are the truth. The scripture says this, Proverbs 12:26, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. But the way of the wicked seduceth him. See, the way of a wicked man seduceth him. He become more covetous, more greedy, deceitful. Your own wicked little ways, your little wicked thoughts, and the way you do wickedly, that seduce you. And so what you want to do, you want to judge unrighteously and say, well, Pastor Robert's preaching in the name of Yahshua. No, I'm going to preach in that name. I'm going to die in that name. Isn't that something? Because I preached a message here some years ago. Sister Dot was here. All of I preached on baptism. And 30, 40 folks wanted to be baptized again. Bishop got up and preached, say, you folks, what's wrong with you all? And I baptized every last one of them. I don't know why I did it. Your Father just put it in my heart. By the power of Almighty Yahweh, I baptized in the name of Yahshua the Lamb. Boom. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. That last big baptism, Sister Marshall and all of them. Just a doubt. Every last one of them. Even the conviction. They were saved now, weren't they saved? And yet there was such a conviction on them that they had to be baptized again. Yeah, baptism when a man truly is saved, then he gets baptized. He gets baptized. Glory to the Father.